Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is the illustrious Phil Woods, whose splendiferous saxophone style is full of excitement, vitality, and he has a gorgeous sound to boot. His presence on the music scene is a constant joy to our ears, and especially it's a constant joy to have you here today, Mr. Woods.
Thank you. Thank you, Marion, dear old friend. So nice to see you. I remember sitting in with you at the Hickory House back in... Well, we won't give the date, but we've been knowing each other a long time, and it's a treat to be with you.
Thank you. And you know, talking about the Hickory House, you probably don't remember this, but I hired you once for a New Year's Eve date there.
I remember very well.
Do you? Because I was so sick of noise, and I thought, New Year's Eve, it's going to be so awful. And I remember I said to Joe Morello, it would be nice to hire Phil, because then we won't even notice it's noisy. We'll just have a nice time.
We'll have our own noisemaker right there.
Exactly.
Well, I sat in many's a night there, and it was
I know
a
you
treat
did.
With Joe Morello, who, as you know, we grew up together. So
I know you did.
It was fitting.
And I remember reading somewhere about you guys practicing together, and you went out on a porch, you and probably, I don't know if they got the names right,
Salvador
and yeah. Joe Sefcik.
It was actually Chuck Andrus on bass. He used to be with Woody Herman and Hal Serra, the piano player,
yeah.
Was with Julie London.
Right.
And Joe, it was my porch on the third floor duplex house. And if you go by that 61 Leed Street and you look up at that porch, the porch is tilted at about a 30-degree angle. We moved the upright piano up there.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And my parents came home from the movies, and they could hear the music all over. But my father said that when he got up the next day, it's a wonder we all didn't die from the piano taking the porch out. Yeah, it was.
And the porch was never fixed, right?
It was never fixed. It was tilted like that up until the last time I was there, which wasn't too long ago. But, yeah, we used to jam everywhere. We jammed once on an airport runway. We couldn't get in somewhere, so we pulled our cars up in a circle, and we put the lights on, and we had a jam session on the tarmac. I mean,
you guys really wanted to play.
We were possessed.
Well, but it was a good thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, the old Springfield gang, we used to play all that. People ask me, did you practice a lot? I say, I didn't practice a lot, but I sure played a lot. And that's how you learn to play jazz, is by playing with other people. That's all we did. We would play.
In other words, you never took, like, actual lessons.
Well, of course I did. No, of course I studied and went on and studied at Juilliard. But you don't learn to play jazz sitting at home playing scales. You got to go somewhere and play with somebody else. And that's what we did. Joe Morello got me my first gig when I was, I don't know, 15, 16 years old, my first six nights a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, playing for dancing and playing shows at the Blue Grotto in West Springfield, Massachusetts.
It's funny he mentions all these things to me. That must have been a very good time in your lives.
It's a wonderful time. Well, it's always, you know. But, I mean, to grow up in such an environment where everybody was on the same page. Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie had changed the planet. And even up in Springfield, we were aware of it, you know, and we wanted to be with it, you know, and that was the music. And we knew we had to work very hard to equal what, not equal, but I mean to kind of keep up with the demands of the music.
You know, I love sitting here and talking, but I'm dying to hear you play something.
Well, I think we ought to play something.
And you've got these great guys with you, Steve Gilmore on bass and Bill Goodwin on drums, and these are your guys.
These are my guys. These are my brothers. We've been together 28 years now. With the Phil Woods Quintet.
And, boy, they can't keep a steady job.
Talk about dedication and stick-to-itiveness and friendship and love and all of those good words. Bill and Steve are the personification of that, and I'm real, real, real glad you asked me to bring them along on this little sojourn, because I think the listeners are going to enjoy what they hear.
I know they will. I've heard them. I heard them not too long ago, so I'm looking forward to it again.
Well, we can share it with the radio world.
Okay.
Cool.
So what shall we...
Well, I'll grab the little old sax and let's do How About You. Seems like a fitting song.
It is a very good song.
Thank you.
I don't know if you remember this, an awful long time ago. You booked a gig in somewhere in New Jersey in the afternoon, and Joe and I were on it. I forget who the bass player was. It might have been Bill Crow.
I think it was.
But it was some typical night spot with neon lights, but it was about like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we all sat up, and we were ready to assemble. You counted off the first tune, and it was like...
I was young.
Well, I don't know if I was young, but I was younger. But anyway, I was in shock, and I remember what the tune was. It was...
Be My Love, yeah.
Didn't you tend to play that rather rapidly?
Yes, I did. Get it over with.
Well,
no,
I mean...
I love that song. I'm surprised. I must have been in a funny mood.
But, I mean, it was really good, but I was just sort of taken aback, by surprise.
Well, sorry about that.
No, but, I mean, it just proved to me that you had all the prime requisites. You were young and strong and aggressive.
I think when we're young, we kind of want to fill the air with notes. It's a natural youthful exuberance in as a young player. I mean, I listen to my old records, and I say, God darn, take a breath, you know.
And, it's very impressive, though.
It is impressive, but it's more impressive to find one note that means something. Now I'm trying to slow down. Slowing down is that's the art of music, I think. Oh. I mean, playing 16th notes is easy, but it's those whole notes that mean something. I'm still looking
for you're
it.
Doing a pretty good job with all the various activities that you do in Delaware Water Gap.
Delaware Water Gap is...
swinging.
Is where we all live. We're kind of based within the environs of the Gap, which is in the Poconos. And we have the Deerhead Inn there, which is at the legendary pianist Johnny Coates. And the Deerhead Inn has had jazz for well over 50 years.
You know, I heard, I've got the record that you made with John Coates at the Deerhead Inn, but I also heard that the legendary Keith Jarrett show.
Keith Jarrett, which was produced by my drummer Bill Goodwin, as a matter of fact, produced that record. That was done at the Deerhead Inn. Yeah, Keith Jarrett was hanging out there for years as a kid and was very influenced by Johnny Coates along with a whole lot of other musicians. Irby Green lives in the area. Al Cohen was in the area. Bob DeRolde, famous guy from Multiplication Rock, lives in the area.
Funny guy.
And my next-door neighbor is Wolfgang Knittel, who's the guy that orchestrated the Fantastics, who happens to also be a fantastic piano player and a big jazz fan. So we have nothing but great players.
All right, you're going to have to stop this name-dropping and play something.
Okay.
What do you say to that?
What do we got on our schedule?
How about Sleeping Bee?
Sleeping Bee.
Sleepin' Bee.
A Sleepin' Bee.
Yes.
Harold Allen, one of my favorites.
One of mine.
You got it.
We haven't done a ballad yet, and I think that would be nice to do.
Let's do a ballad.
If you're in the mood.
I am in the mood for Lover Man by Ram Ramirez. Would that be suitable?
That would be eminently suitable,
Let's
Phil.
Do it. man, that was just gorgeous. I loved it. That was fine and dandy.
Well, if that isn't a lead into
a
song.
Is that a lead into a song?
Yes. I don't know what is.
I think we should finish off with maybe a definition of the show, fine and dandy.
Absolutely. Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.